This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's topic is belief, iman. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنُ قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from amongst them, Allah is here talking about the hypocrites. Allah says that from amongst them, there are those people who attempt to harm and cause harm to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what they do is that they say about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwa udhun, which translates roughly to, he will listen to and accept everything and anything. And there's some backstory here, that some of the hypocrites, when they would engage in really vile talk and they would slander and they would speak obscenely about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them would get nervous and would tell the others, hey, don't say that. What if he ends up finding out that you said that? So one of them responded one day by saying that, huwa udhun, he listens to everything. He'll accept anything. So even if word does get back to him, we'll just go to him and we'll swear, we'll take all these false oaths and we'll swear that we didn't say this about him. And he will, of course, obviously accept it and take it. This was what they said about the Prophet ﷺ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds here. And Allah says that, قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ. Say, respond to their slander and their accusation, their criticism by saying, أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ. No. He doesn't just listen to anything and everything. He listens to what is good for you. يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he, the Prophet ﷺ, believes in Allah. He accepts and believes everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he does believe what the believers have to say. When the believers, the true, sincere Muslims, those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they come to him and they say something to him and they share something with him, then he does accept what they have to say. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. And he is a mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mercy, especially, specifically for those amongst you who believe, the believers amongst you. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. As for those who try to cause harm to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah has reserved for them a very painful punishment. May Allah protect us all. This verse of the Quran shows us, number one, the power of iman, the value and the significance of faith and believing in Allah. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is defined by Allah as someone who believes in Allah. And that's why believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation, is the most important thing. Number two, وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What makes a person trustworthy? What makes a person worthy of you trusting them and believing what they have to say? It is iman, it is belief, it is faith. When a person has belief, a person is a believer, a person is faithful, then that person is worthy of being listened to and believed. And thirdly, Allah is merciful. The Quran is a mercy. The Prophet ﷺ is the embodiment of mercy. For who though? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Specifically for those who believe. So this verse teaches us about the significance and the value of iman and faith very practically in our lives. That when we have iman, we have belief. Number one, we are aligned with the Prophet ﷺ, believing in Allah. Number two, we are trustworthy and decent and good people, worth listening to and worth believing. And thirdly, we are the recipients of the mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all iman. And especially in this month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to grow in our iman and develop and inculcate this iman and the qualities of the believers within our lives. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah, in the future, will continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam, inshallah, will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.